Earth and sky.
Like any full moon, tonight's October full moon rises around sunset.
It climbs highest in the sky around midnight and sets around sunrise. But this month's full moon is the Northern Hemisphere's Hunter's Moon. And in the Southern Hemisphere, this is the first full moon of spring.
The Hunter's Moon is the name for the full moon that immediately follows the Harvest Moon. In the Northern Hemisphere, the Harvest Moon is the full moon closest to the September equinox. It's probably the most celebrated full moon of the year.
The Harvest Moon ushers in the year's grandest procession of moon-filled nights. Farmers once relied on these several nights of dusk till dawn moonlight to gather their crops. Tonight's Hunter's Moon is similar to the Harvest Moon, except the effect is less pronounced. Every full moon rises around sunset and shines all night long. On average, the moon rises 50 minutes later daily. But in the few days after the September and October full moons, the moon rises farther north along the horizon for several days in succession. In the Northern Hemisphere, this means earlier than usual moon rises and longer moonlit nights.
Just remember, whether you live in the Northern or Southern Hemisphere, the full moon tonight will shine from dusk till dawn. I'm Deborah Byrd.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.